I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In, ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I got nervous. My skin broke out in hives. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
It's my life in a box and full of the beat. Take a talk in my arms, it's the soul of me. You walk by, as you see me lay beat.
Back here on Overtime, hour number two, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, 1340 AM, 105.7 FM here in Knoxville, streaming on your Fan Run app, fanrunradio.com. As well, 1 hour down, one more remains of this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Tanner Carson, Tucker Holt are with you in studio here. 865-546-8200 is our number, by the way, if you'd like to chime in anytime between now and 8 o'clock, 546-8200. I can't get over the Tyson Fury thing, Tucker.
It's ridiculous.
We were in the break discussing other athlete habits, and we, of course, had to bring up Andre the Giant and his well-known drinking habits. You had the number. How many beers would he drink a day at, like, the peak of I don't want to just say alcoholism, because it was more than that. He was doing it to treat the pain from his giantism of him constantly going. But what was the number again?
Luckily, I actually Googled this literally last night for some reason, just coincidence.
Clutch.
It was 156. Don't know what size those were, if they were, you know,
big. 12 ounces, right?
Probably. Cans, I would assume.
12-ounce cans.
It's 156. You want me to run the numbers on that? How many gallons that is?
Run the numbers.
Because I can.
I wonder how that acted with his liver and everything, because this was a man who was 7'4", 529 pounds.
He was huge.
See, I wonder what that would be. Like, what's the average dude? 5'10", 5'9", something like that?
I would say.
I know that because I'm below average height. I know it's sad. But what's the average weight for a guy? Hold on.
Probably, I would say like 190.
Male average weight is
170, 180.
The average American man, 20 years old. So height is just over 5'9", and it's about 198 for weight.
Okay.
So I wonder how much the beer he was drinking. You compare that to how much an average man would have to drink to get the same effect.
Do you want to know how many gallons it was?
Lay it on me.
It is daunting.
Oh my God.
In fluid ounces a day, 1,872 fluid ounces. And in the equivalent of gallons, it is 14.6 gallons of beer a day. Absolute, it's ridiculous.
I'm just imagining finishing 1 gallon's worth of beer in like one day.
I would be a mess, right? I mean, how many ounces are in a gallon? I mean, I'm no mathematician.
Ain't 128.
Something like that.
Well, hold on. Let's measure it by like a pint, which is, okay, so if you just go to a bar and just get a regular pint, you have to have 8 pints of beer to get 1 gallon. You're feeling very good after
feeling
that.
Feeling pretty solid.
I think you're feeling pretty dangerous depending on what type of beers you had.
Yeah.
8 pints of Miller Lite, sponsor, is different than 8 IPAs.
Yeah.
It's much different. But still, that's, whoo. That's 1 gallon. And he was doing what, 14?
14.6, so over. Oh my 14 God. And a half. So you said 8 pints is
eight,
one.
8 pints are in a gallon, yes.
8 pints are in a gallon, so 8 times 14.6 is 116 of those.
Man, I don't want to laugh because I know the dude's life is tragic near the end. But my God.
You can't
actually put that into, like, you can't actually...
You can't fit that many across the bar. If you were to just start filling them up and lining them up across the bar, you don't have the room. It is almost mythical.
It is mythical.
Yeah.
I wonder how many, like, articles have been written about, like, what that actually did to him. Because I know that didn't help him. I know that probably sped up his death.
Yeah.
Because it don't matter how big you are, all that alcohol is not good for you. Alcohol?
Do you think,
yeah.
So his liver, do you think it was also giant? Or I don't know how giantism works.
I mean, everything about him had to be just larger.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just talking about like normal people that weren't Andre the Giant. When you talk about, alcohol consumption, I'm going to be able to have more and feel like, not drunk versus like a very like small like girl.
Yeah.
Because I've known women who are like just barely over like 5 foot and they will have like a pint. You know, we're talking about pints here. They have 1 pint and they're trashed.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Which it's is just, good for them.
It processes different. Hey, yeah. It saves you money.
Exactly.
It does save you money if you go out.
I'm quoted. I think I said that exact phrase yesterday. A lot of coincidences going on to my conversations yesterday.
I'm just saying, I don't know. Who knows what happens when you start talking about Andre the Giant?
Let's start to be thankful for the fact that Andre, I mean, it's well known, he was a very happy-go-lucky guy for his size. Imagine if he was a mean drunk, as one would say. What do you do with Andre the Giant in the bar when he gets mad?
Everyone gets a
you
taser.
You run. Everybody runs, just leave the bar. I mean, he owns it.
First try to get a stun gun to subdue him. Maybe you have to pull out like a rhino tranquilizer.
Giant net gun.
Something maybe. Like that, yeah. Just to put him to sleep. Then you have to worry about what happens when the sedative hits. He just passes out.
And then hope he doesn't land on you because you're never going to out from him. I mean, he was just a towering giant, literally, of a man.
Literally. Man. R.I.P. Andre the Giant.
He's... The GOAT.
R.I.P. I need to watch that 30 for 30. I've never watched the 30 for 30. I really need to.
I've never finished one. I'm really bad for like...
You've never finished a 30 for 30 period?
Not in a long time. Oh. I mean, I've watched some like years ago, but...
I was about to say, you've probably missed out on some good ones.
No, there's a lot that have come out that I've not watched.
What are the ones I've watched all of? I'm counting the Condridge Holloway one, The Color Orange, even though it was an SEC story. It was a 30 for 30. I've watched all that, obviously. Yeah. I've watched the Pat Summit one. So the ones about Tennessee, the ones Tennessee related, I've watched all of them. I've watched both parts of the U about Miami. I've watched, the Bad Boys about the Pistons.
Yeah.
I watched that
one. They did
one
about SMU a while back, didn't they?
Pony Excess, yes. I watched that one.
That was a good one.
I'm probably missing some here, but yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I've seen more than I could remember.
I've finished quite a few here. Getting back to topics at hand for right now, I want to do a college hoops update from last night. Specifically, how about Duke? Just getting ran out of Raleigh, North Carolina
destroyed
by NC State. 22-point loss for the Dukies. The largest loss, by the way, to an unranked opponent under Coach K at Duke.
And he was livid.
Before we get to Coach K, though, because this is kind of relevant here, so 22-point loss, that's the largest to an unranked opponent. It surpassed a 21-point loss all the way back in 1980 to who, Tucker?
To who?
Yeah.
Who did Duke lose to?
By 21, who was unranked in 1980.
The University of Tennessee.
The University of Tennessee,
hey,
yes.
That was just a guess. Okay.
Yes. That's nice. Why I said it was relevant.
Nice.
So NC State, they pass up the Vols for a record here. But yeah, number 6 Duke goes down. Coach K just knows he's Coach K and can just do different things, right?
Yeah.
And he's not going to get scrutinized as much. just completely blows by all of NC State's coaches and players in the handshake line. It's not been a good year of, like, PR looks for him. He had that last night. He had a few weeks ago him just completely losing it on the Cameron Crazies because he misheard a chant towards Jeff Capel. It's just...
not a good year for him.
I mean, he's just old and he just doesn't care anymore.
I guess. He's completely thrown all care out the window.
Still got a good basketball team, though. I mean, they only fell to 22-4. They're playing in the toughest conference in basketball. But, yeah, that was – it's still very nice to see NC State just raining down threes upon them.
It's always good to see Duke lose.
Let's see here. You had – other scores. Oh, yeah. Speaking of teams you just hate to see lose, Auburn goes to Athens last night. Bruce Pearl, what are you doing? You lost to Tom Crean by 10? You only put up 55 points on Tom Crean? On Georgia, who was 12-13 going into that one? 2-10 the SEC? Is Auburn collapsing?
They're on a skid.
I mean, I know they've... man, they lost tough games. They lost that one to Georgia. Before that, they got conzoned at Mizzou. I just hate the fact that we're playing them down there Saturday.
Yeah.
I feel like if they were coming up to Knoxville, I feel like we could catch them in a slump.
Yeah, I would feel much better playing them in Knoxville.
Damn it, we got to go down there. It's just perfect time for a bounce-back game, right?
Yeah, for them to be angry and... like, to really just buckle down and get back to how they were earlier in the year. Seems kind of like that's what's on the tee for us.
College basketball has been such a weird sport this season.
Extremely.
I'll say it time and time again. Auburn was just 22-2 the other week. They were at the top of the conference. Two games since then, they have lost by double digits to Missouri and Georgia, who are both near the bottom of the SEC. They're both teams that don't have explosive offenses, you know. They gave up 85 to Missouri and, you know, only 65 to Georgia, but Georgia's been so bad. Auburn shot 31% from the field. 15% from three!
Shoot.
Bruce Pearl teams aren't supposed to go 4-26 from the three? That's unheard of.
That's just ugly.
I hate the fact that we got to play them next.
Yeah, I hate the fact that they're not going to play that bad against us.
I really want to laugh at them for these last two games, but you just know they're going to be back in a comfy environment and everything's just going to go right for them. Because we'll probably help make it go right for them. I don't see us helping ourselves a whole lot.
But who knows?
I mean, who does know? I think the fact that it's going to be an 11 o'clock local time will help us.
It's going to be 11 o'clock.
It's going to be a noon Eastern tip-off. So great. 11 a.m. on the plains.
Okay.
I wonder how raring to go their team's going to be for that one that early.
Hopefully they're a little asleep.
I hope you punch them in the mouth in the first half.
Need to come out firing.
Man, when's the last time we looked good playing Auburn? I can't remember when.
I can't either.
Last time they were in TBA, they beat the crap out of us. They won down there last year. I wouldn't say we necessarily looked bad when we lost to them last year, but it was just couldn't stop them from hitting threes, and they ran away with it at the end. And then you want to talk about looking bad, SEC championship game.
Yeah.
I'm glad that one's like kind of burned from my memory pretty much.
Yeah, I'd almost forgot it.
Like, I know what happened. But if you ask me to, like, name a bunch of specific plays, I can't.
I couldn't tell you a thing.
All I can do is just say we turned it over every single time we touched the ball, and that was pretty much all she wrote.
Yep.
It'd be nice to have to at least show up down there on Saturday. Other scores here. Big East is continuing to be crazy. Seton Hall won a buzzer beater last night. They beat Butler.
Yeah, that was pretty
awesome.
Last
second tip in. They got some good hoops going on down there.
Was it three overtimes?
Oh, Cincinnati?
And Miami?
Double overtime. It wasn't Miami. Did Miami play an overtime
game?
Miami
was in like a triple overtime game.
Okay, well, Cincinnati played UCF in a double overtime game.
Okay.
I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, because I know I watched a little bit of the Miami game, and it was a wild one. I believe it was last night. I want to think it was. I may be going crazy.
Well, look that one up just to
be
sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Big Ten action right now. You have ranked teams Ohio State at Iowa. Iowa jumping out early, 18-6 lead at home there. It's been a weird year for Ohio State. They looked like the best team in the country early on. Then they opened up Big Ten play and just completely crapped the bed. Now they've won games and they're back into the top 25, but not a good start against Iowa here. While you're looking that up, Tucker, I want to circle back to Tennessee basketball here. Tennessee Hoops, it looks like they're trying to make a push to people who vote on it at the end of the year. Talking about SEC superlatives, they're trying to make a push to get Epon's SEC Defensive Player of the Year.
Good. He deserves it. The man's balled out on defense this year.
I mean, still leads the SEC in blocks. I don't know who else is a candidate. One of the guards for Kentucky has to be, right? Would Nick Richards be a candidate?
Possibly.
I'm sure there's someone who just leads the league in steals that's looking pretty good. I don't know. It'd be nice for him to get some superlatives. Do we have the answer to the game I was looking for?
It was yesterday, February 19th. They played Virginia Tech.
Miami and Virginia Tech.
Went to three overtimes.
Who won?
Final score, Miami 102, woo! Virginia Tech 95.
Is there any interesting stats in that one where, like, their insane amount of threes attempted? Like when Alabama played Auburn?
Yeah, let me pull this up here real quick.
Hmm.
Virginia Tech went 9 for 30. So
not bad. Not bad for three overtimes.
Yeah. No. And then Miami shot 28, so they were pretty much...
Okay. Not crazy numbers like I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it was just one of those, every overtime came down to like the last possession, and someone would get a bucket.
I hate that we're not going to be in it this March.
I'm just not nearly excited.
I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like a negative all, but it's just not looking good. I'd love to be in this tournament field. You don't know what's going to happen here.
Yeah, literally anything could happen
if we could just get
our way in.
I really, who's a safe bet to win a national championship? I don't even think Baylor's a safe bet. They haven't lost since November. It's almost like they're due for a big-time letdown. I ain't gonna bet on Kansas. I ain't gonna bet on Bill Self to not choke. God, it's gonna be Duke, isn't it?
It's probably gonna be Duke. Even though they just lost to NC State, it's probably gonna be Duke.
It's probably gonna be them. I just wish I could participate.
Yeah, I just want to be there.
I'd like to get in as an 11 seed, you know, in the play-in.
I'd like to just care about the tournament.
That'd be so nice to get in as an 11 seed in that play-in, kind of like in 2014, Konzo's team.
Yeah.
Beat somebody in a play-in game. You upset a 6 seed, and then all bets are off after that.
That was a fun tournament.
It was fun. And all I had to take was Konzo getting the whole team to hate the fan base. That's pretty much all it took. And then they were an awful charging call away from maybe making things interesting.
I still have PTSD over that charge. It wasn't. I'll go to my grave saying it wasn't.
Jarnell is innocent.
Deserved better.
Deserved so much better. Not Konzo, but the team did.
Yeah, not. No.
I really
just
don't care what Konzo gets either way. 865-546-8200. Hour two of overtime. We're going to hit the first break here. Be back with more on the other side. Quick break. Stick with us.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Hour two of overtime is rolling along here, Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. We are brought to you by KC Kitchen Center out there at 5902 Kingston Pike in Bearden, across from Food City. Open 8 to 5 Tuesday through Friday. Convenient Saturday hours from 9 until 2. Go see Kelly Milligan and the crew down there. Tell them that Fan Run Radio sent you. If you are in the market for finally updating the look of that old kitchen that you know has been needing a makeover for a while, your first stop needs to be KC Kitchen Center. They are your go-to source. They will have the perfect countertop option for your kitchen, bathroom, outdoor kitchen, which you've been hearing her talk about in the new ad. Any type of project you have in mind, they have the surface for you. Granite, quartz, marble, recycled glass, so much more. Call 865-971-5800 for a free in-home estimate. Check them out online at kckitchencenter.com. Browse their slab inventory. Find out all the information you need to know about KC Kitchen Center. Again, it's 5902 Kingston Pike in the middle of historic Bearden. Very easy to get to. 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers and counting, KC Kitchen Center. It's never too early to talk a little college football, and specifically what I'm talking about here is college football games a few years ahead from now. It's been a lot of non-conference games that have been scheduled lately here. One that's intriguing to me, one that's intriguing to people that like some old Southern football rivalries that aren't yearly anymore. It's Clemson and Georgia.
Oh, I hadn't seen that.
Clemson and Georgia don't like each other, in case you didn't know. I mean, this is something that goes back a little bit. And the news broke on Tuesday that the Bulldogs and the Tigers, they agreed to play, unfortunately, a neutral site game. But they are playing again next season. Sweet. Already, 2021 in Charlotte. Why don't these cowards just play on campus? When these two had the home and home just a few years ago, they play on campus. I don't get the appeal of neutral site games. I don't want to go on a rant about neutral site games. I'm sick of them. Some of them serve their purpose. Some of them are cool. Play on campus, cowards. It's just like LSU and Florida State. When they're about to play, they're not going to play on either campus. They're going to play in New Orleans, and they're going to play in Orlando.
Why?
Play on campus. I want to see LSU play Florida State in Death Valley. I want to see LSU go to Tallahassee to play a rejuvenated Florida State program with a full Doak Campbell, everyone doing the chop. I want to see stuff like that. I don't want to see some neutral site.
You're losing out on the game day experience.
And I get New Orleans isn't really a neutral site for LSU. The national championship game proved that, but
it's not the same.
Man, the Superdome's not Death Valley. It's just not. No. I hated playing West Virginia and Charlotte. I hated that. I wanted them to come here. I wanted to make the trip to Morgantown. Morgantown's crazy.
Yeah, that would have been a cool trip.
They light things on fire every game, win or lose. I feel like West Virginia people are kind of like my brethren in a way. I feel like our fan bases are kind of the same. Just crazy hillbillies. I'm all for it.
Mountain man.
We were robbed of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the Mountaineer. We got Davy Crockett.
Exactly.
I mean, it's fantastic. Robbed of it. You know, let's play Charlotte. Give me a break. Give me a break here. But Georgia and Clemson are playing again 2021. I'm excited for the matchup. I am.
It'll be a good game.
But yeah, I'm just...
I hope it's not. I don't know. I hate Clemson, too. I hope they both
lose. I'll be rooting for Clemson in that one.
I mean, I will.
I can't root for Georgia.
I mean, I won't be rooting for Georgia, but...
Yeah, last time they played was in 2014. They played week one, August 30th, Sanford Stadium. Georgia did blow out Clemson, but that's right before Clemson turned into
Clemson.
Yeah,
that was right before their
resurgence. They turned into it.
Yeah.
But either way, they will play next season, which is something to look forward to. You've had a lot of these other non-conference home-and-homes being agreed to that won't be played until 2034 that they're already announcing. Like, who cares?
That almost doesn't even sound like a real year. Like, that's never
going to
be.
Is football going
here.
To exist? Is the government going to outlaw football by then? Like, you don't know.
It's a great way to just be like, yeah, we'll play you 20 years.
Yeah, see you down the road, man.
See, 2040, we'll be there.
I remember being a kid in, like, 2004, 2005, seeing that we were going to play Nebraska in 2017, and just thinking about 2017.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wrap your head around it at that time. Can't wrap your head around it, but Clemson, Georgia will be playing next season. Interesting for Georgia, though, because they had to make some changes to their schedule to accommodate this here. So Georgia was supposed to play San Jose State. So they agreed to buy that one out. Listen to this here. Listen to all the money San Jose State is getting just for, you know, not being Clemson. $1.8 million Georgia is giving
wow.
them.
Good for them.
That's definitely not the amount of money they would have gotten if they would have played that game. They would have got money, of course, but I don't think they would have been getting almost $2 million.
And they would have got beat down. Like, they come out the real winner here.
I mean, how much did we pay Georgia State to beat us? Was it 1.8?
I don't want to know.
It was over $1 million, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
But 1.8, though. Ooh. Well, good for the San Jose State Athletic Department. I was just...
Big win.
I'm getting back to thinking about these neutral site games. I hate them, Tucker.
I don't think of a matchup that would, like, benefit from a neutral site.
They were almost like more of like a fad. I will say this. I know we've always had neutral site games, but there's been more and more of them. And I feel like it was a cool thing at first. They've had these big premier matchups, like Alabama plays USC in Dallas. It's cool when it's first announced, but when there's a neutral site game every year, you'll always have teams playing in Atlanta for Chick-fil-A kickoff. You'll always have teams playing in Orlando for whatever the hell kickoff they do. Camping World kickoff, I think. You have the one in Charlotte now for Belk. And I get it's a sponsorship thing. I get it's a money thing, but you're really cheating your fan bases out.
Yeah, that's just another game they can't go to. I mean, they can, but it's not the same.
You're cheating like a neutral observer on TV out of it. I'm much more interested and like this upcoming season too. I'm so much more interested in the fact that Texas is going to Death Valley to play LSU versus both of them playing in Jerry World or something like that. I'm so sick of college football games in Jerry World. I hate it that like Arkansas and Texas A&M play there every season because it's a Jerry Jones thing. Jerry Jones went to Arkansas. I get that. I'm just sick of it. There's some neutral site games that have their place. Florida, Georgia. Texas, Oklahoma, of course. Those type of games have their place because they've been doing it that way forever. It's like whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't like that Florida and Georgia play neutral site, though.
I don't like it either. What's
I mean, I get it, but I don't like it.
I'm trying to look at some more, like, here we go. College football neutral site games 2020. Here's the games you have for this season. Tell me if you prefer this to be home and home. I'm not going to count this one. This one's actually cool. Notre Dame's playing Navy in Ireland.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
I like them when they play in Ireland. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay.
Baylor, Ole Miss, and Houston, neutral site. I could give or take that one. I could give or take that one. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tucker. Can you look up 2016? Did USC play Alabama in Dallas or Houston? Because this year they're playing in Dallas. They're playing at Jerry World. Alabama's going to kill them.
You said 2016?
16. Because they opened up 2016. I forget where they played. Houston or Dallas? I'm almost wanting to say Houston.
A couple more seconds.
But I think Dallas makes sense. Either way, they are playing in Dallas this season. I hate that. I would love for USC to go to Tuscaloosa. I would love to see Alabama out at the Coliseum. That sounds so cool to me. It makes it more intriguing. I don't want to see these people play at Jerry World. Who cares? Do you have the answer?
Still working on it.
You just look up 2016 Alabama schedule.
Yeah, they did.
It'll tell you.
Yeah.
Other games here. Virginia plays Georgia. Chick-fil-A kickoff.
Yeah, they played at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, but they're playing in Dallas again. Boo! Boo! That sucks. So Georgia, Virginia, and Atlanta. Chick-fil-A kickoff.
What a great game that was, 52-6.
These Chick-fil-A kickoff games have been crappy.
The only one I've ever enjoyed was when we played NC State.
Yeah. You had Alabama play Duke, and Alabama played Louisville.
Joke.
Like, who cares? Who cares? North Carolina, Auburn, Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Why?
I don't know. LSU is playing Rice in Houston at, like, the Texan Stadium. Why?
Why is that game even, like, worthy of a new...
I don't know.
Maybe because LSU doesn't want to go to Rice?
But Houston doesn't make sense, though.
At all.
Is Rice not in Dallas? I'm still trying to wrap my head around all this. This has turned into me just... Yeah, oh, Rice is in Houston, my bad. Okay, that makes sense. I'm wrong. I thought Rice was in Dallas. I'm thinking of SMU.
Okay, so they just picked a nicer stadium in
the town. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Notre Dame is playing Wake Forest in Charlotte. Okay, some of these do make sense when you're playing like a smaller Power 5 school and you're getting into a bigger venue. I get that. Do you like this? October 3rd, Notre Dame, Wisconsin at Lambeau. I'd almost rather see that at Camp Randall, though.
Yeah.
Lambeau's special, but I don't know.
Just play a team at their home stadium.
Wisconsin's also playing another neutral site. Look at this. November 7th. They're playing at Northwestern, but it's going to be at Wrigley Field.
You said that's Notre Dame again?
Wisconsin at Northwestern. So that's a conference game going to be played at Wrigley Field.
That's ridiculous.
Like, Wisconsin's never played at Northwestern's actual stadium before. Notre Dame's playing Georgia Tech and Mercedes-Benz. All these games are going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it looks like.
Everybody wants to go.
Mm-hmm. And Arkansas is going to play Missouri at Arrowhead. And the great Arkansas, Missouri.
You tear up our field.
The great new rivalry.
Yeah.
Right there in Arrowhead Stadium in the great state of Kansas.
I want the stadium, the turf, I want it resodded after that game.
The great state of Kansas will be hosting that one. Stop neutral site games. Stop the ones that don't make sense. Stop it. I'm glad we're going to Oklahoma because I know Oklahoma will come back here.
Yeah.
I'd rather not play them.
No.
But would you rather play them at Norman versus where the hell would we even play them in a neutral site? That's like the only good football stadium in Oklahoma.
I don't know.
I mean,
but I wouldn't mind making the trip to Norman.
I wouldn't mind either.
Seems cool.
That's the thing.
Yeah, go.
Isn't that a lot more cooler than saying, hey, Tennessee's going to kick off the season against Oklahoma and Jerry World?
Yeah. No. I would be much more likely to go to Norman.
No, I'm good. If I want to go to AT&T Stadium, it will be for an NFL game. Or it will be for a big bowl or playoff game.
Yeah.
Save it for that. My rant's over. 865-546-8200 here. Going to catch another break. Going through hour number two. Be back on the other side. You're listening to Overtime.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, game time here. I thought we were going to have John Tyler along with us here, but he's put in a whole day producing Talk Sports, staying in with the drive. He already put in 6 hours. I wasn't going to make him stay two more, but I thought he was going to stay, so I went ahead and got the birthday game together. Tucker, I'm sorry I didn't have any other topics in place of it, so you're just going to have to play against yourself, basically.
I can't lose.
I mean, you can if you get a lot wrong. I will count that as a loss.
I get one right, that's a win.
You're funny. I have faith in you because the day was pretty good.
Okay.
Which is why I was looking forward to a competition today. Today is pretty good. I have 5 birthdays, and they're all pretty much solid. I would have to give the list a solid A.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But without further ado, Tucker, I'm just good luck against yourself, I guess.
I'll shake my own hand.
I might be a little tougher on you since you're not competing against someone.
Okay.
But I have faith in you to get 4 out of the 5 at least.
Okay.
I've got faith in you.
Yeah.
All right. Start off here. Start off with Sports One. This should be pretty easy because he's kind of been in the news recently. 37 years old, MLB pitcher for the Houston Astros. 8-time All-Star. AL MVP in 2011. Before I signed with the Astros in 2017, he had spent the first 13 seasons of his career with the Tigers. He's got a hot wife. Model wife.
It's not... No. Hold on. I can't think of
his
name. I'm
going to be tougher on you.
No, hold on. He'll start yelling at me. Hold on. His name's... it's not Bum. It's not...
Give me a guess.
Dude, I know who it is. I see his face. I can't think of his name because I'm not a huge baseball guy other than the Reds.
Oh, for one, Tucker.
What's his name?
It's Justin Verlander.
I knew
dude.
It was Verlander.
I can't believe you're on a sports show.
I know.
I'm not even the big baseball guy. I know Verlander.
Okay, but when you're on the spot.
Married to Kate Upton?
Yeah, I knew. As soon as you said how wife was, okay, yeah, it's Kate Upton. I know this guy.
Oh,
that one hurts. That one's embarrassing.
Well, the good news is that 3 of the 4 get easier from there.
Well, good.
I still have faith in you.
That one was actually really easy. Any other time I would have known it.
Next up, he would have been 53 today. Passed away at the age of 27 From a, well, at least a...
Cobain.
Oh, you got it! Kurt Cobain.
27.
I was going to say from a reported suicide.
Oh.
Courtney Love killed him. Or at least was responsible. Yeah, Kurt Cobain, frontman, Nirvana.
Happy birthday, Kurt. Okay.
Well, then 53. I always imagine...
It's weird to think of him as an old man.
Is it going to be... I mean this in the most respectful way possible. I always feel like if he just was still alive, if... I don't know what would have happened with Nirvana as a group, because I feel like they would have probably split in the 90s anyway. Dave Grohl had too much creativity to not... Dave makes the Foo Fighters.
He's a genius.
Which are coming to Knoxville in 2 months, by the way. Excited. I've already seen them twice. I love Dave Grohl. But I wonder what would have happened. I don't think we remember him like we do if he didn't die so young.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely agree with that.
Like, I don't know if we... Do we remember Hendrix, Joplin, Morrison the same way if they don't die when they were young?
I think we definitely remember Hendrix. Just off raw
talent.
I'm just
always imagining how the rest of their career would have went.
I mean...
That's just the thing I feel with Cobain. It's always like, you know, what could have been? He was at the height of his fame.
They've all got really, like, big moments that I think would, like, help them be remembered. Like the MTV Unplugged. Cobain has that. That was an amazing moment.
But I'm not disagreeing. It's amazing. But what makes people remember it so much is that was just a few months before he died.
Yeah, that is true.
So, I don't know.
That is true. Do we remember that if he... You're right.
Because it's like, hey, a whole lot of people love Pearl Jam. A lot of people love Eddie Vedder. Of all your big grunge band vocalists, Eddie Vedder is the only one who's not dead. Either if it happened in the 90s or in the case of Chris Cornell just a few years ago. But it's like, Pearl Jam's been making all this music, and it's like, they're just not what they used to be. A lot of people still love them. They will headline festivals, but I'm like, when Nirvana went down the same path. Just as a band that we remember
for. Yeah, Nirvana really didn't have that degrade.
For your great 90s hits, but they just kind of fizzled out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always think about that sometimes. But you did get Kurt Cobain, so you're 1 for 2. Next up here. He's 36 years old today. He is a... Let me see his citizenship. I know he was born in South Africa. Okay. South African comedian, writer, producer, political commentator. The current host of The Daily Show. He's also a touring stand-up comedian. I don't think he's funny whatsoever, but that's just me and a whole lot of other people's opinions.
I know
opinions.
What he looks like. I don't know why I can't think of his name. That's the bad part. It's,
I told you I was going to be tougher since you don't have anyone to play against.
That one's rough.
Hey, I'm not giving initials. I told you I was going to be tougher.
Yeah, I stopped watching The Daily Show after Jon Stewart.
But just think if you ever see like a promo for The Daily Show with blank blank.
The Daily Show with...
Come on, I know you have it in you.
It's The Daily Show.
He's South African. He's got his South African accent. It's a very unique accent.
Dude, I'm never going to get it.
And, 1 for 3. Trevor Noah.
Ah!
Oh, Tucker! You can still win, though.
In my defense, if there was a competitor here, I don't believe they would have gotten it as well.
I think you're going to win. There's no way you will miss these next two.
Okay.
I'm going to be... very concerned if you miss one of these next two. Alrighty.
That means I'm missing one.
You better not. Because this next one's a sports icon. 57 years old. NBA. Well, I'm sorry. Pro Basketball Hall of Famer. He is, like I said, NBA legend. He was the NBA MVP in 1993. 11-time All-Star. Power forward. He's currently a TV commentator for the NBA.
Barkley.
It's Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. 76ers, Suns, and Rockets. And, of course, plays college basketball at Auburn.
Yeah.
Big War Eagle, Charles
Barkley. Would not have said Barkley without the announcer, because there was too many power forwards running through my brain.
Sir Charles loves the women of San Antonio, by the way. He's on record. He's on record loving the women of San Antonio.
I love him on that show.
All right, last one. I think I'll be more ashamed of you if you miss this one.
Oh, great.
32 years old today. Pop star. From Barbados.
Female?
Yes.
From Barbados.
She's like the only...
Rihanna?
It's Rihanna, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
At Bad Girl Riri on social media. Yes, indeed.
I'm glad I knew she was from Barbados.
Yep, Rihanna. You're a Rihanna fan?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of a lot of her music, but I'm a Rihanna fan.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not throwing her on the
Oscar. Who the hell cannot be a Rihanna fan?
Exactly.
I'm just saying there. All right, Tucker, you passed. You got 3 out of 5.
I'll pat myself on the back.
Whew, I was worried for a second.
You and me both.
I was worried for a second there. Missed Verlander.
I can't.
Can't believe you missed Verlander.
That's a stain on my.
I can forgive you for Trevor Noah, but Verlander?
Yeah, that one's tough. But Verlander, I just you know, I was off my game. I hadn't got warmed up properly.
Well, you just passed by the hair of your chinny chin chin.
Slightly.
You live another day, though. You can still say that you got the dub.
That's right.
So good for you, sir. 865-546-8200. Last call for phone calls here. We're going to wrap up this Thursday edition of Overtime Live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios right after this. Hey, Peter. I can't help it. Every time I hear that PSA, Joe.
They need to just do one in that character. That'd be really good.
Well, with him having his rage moments and everything like that.
Yeah, just screaming at you about wildfires.
Wildfires! Peter! I don't know. That made me want to start a fire, honestly.
True.
I don't know about that. I'd rather not. Final segment of Overtime, Thursday edition. Brought to you by MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. Go over there, sign up, use our promo code Knoxville and get your bets in. College basketball, NBA, NHL going on right now. Make some money with MyBookie. When you sign up using our promo code Knoxville, they will double your first deposit bonus up to $1,000. MyBookie has the most ways to win in the business, the most prop bets as well. Several ways that you can get some winnings over there at MyBookie.ag. Play, win, and get paid. So, directions to go here, Tucker, to end the show. I have this story about Cristiano Ronaldo and his girlfriend. Or I could talk more about people's takes on the Astros. Because you got Big Poppy weighing in now.
I'm kind of interested what's going on with Ronaldo and his lady.
I will tell you once I find the story here. It's kind of about the amount of money she spends.
Oh. And he has lots of it.
Now, keep in mind, you are Ronaldo. You pretty much have all the money in the world.
You just own it all.
Let me find the actual story here, because it kind of went away here. But basically, if you're the girlfriend of Ronaldo, you got it made, kind of. I mean, why would you not have it made?
I mean, yeah, you're on top of the world.
Here we go. Here's the story. Go over to the UK, The Sun. Sun's website over there, UK magazine. Yes, I have my ad blocker on. Go away. Okay, here we go. So, Cristiano Ronaldo, he, quote, gives stunning girlfriend Georgina Rodriguez an €80,000. I'm trying not to say dollars. Or just pounds. This is pounds, my bad. £80,000 per month. An allowance to fund her lifestyle. Basically cuts her a check. That, if you can do the math real quick, that basically it's over $100,000. $103,000 he gives her. Cuts her a check every month for her allowance. Did you get an allowance when you were a child, Tucker?
No, I did not. Never got an allowance? My allowance was living in the house.
That's what a lot of people's were. When I would like do some chores sometimes, I would get like allowance like bi-weekly. I'd get like $20 bi-weekly.
It happened. It was like an off and on thing.
Yeah. Some people get one weekly growing up. It just depends. I don't think, when I think of allowance, I certainly don't think of, hey, here's you a check for over $100,000. Knock yourself out, honey.
That is just, and that's nothing to him.
No, it's not.
That is $20.
Pretty much. They're posting these pictures in the story, her about to walk into this private helicopter, just them in some vehicle, just all luxurious everything. Also says Georgina Rodriguez raises Ronaldo's 4 children. How many of them are with her, I wonder?
Yeah, because she calls them his children.
At least according to the story there. But, I mean, so, I mean.
What a sweet gig. Just, they're girlfriend, right? They're not married?
Girlfriend, yes.
So, yeah, just date.
I mean, I'd be married to Ronaldo for that money. I mean,
would marry Ronaldo tomorrow for that money.
Do you want to guess his net worth?
Net worth, I would put it probably about like $500 million.
Oh, you're close. $460 million.
Yeah, I mean, soccer players, like international, those big guys, they make more money than anybody, right?
Does that make him the richest in the world?
I know athletes, they're up there. Ronaldo is in like
how
the
much
top
is
five.
Messi? Oh, Messi's only $400 million.
No, oh, chump change.
Messi's also like objectively not as attractive as Ronaldo is.
Yeah,
so.
He's not as brandable.
Ronaldo just being the Greek god that he is kind of helps a whole
and
lot. An
athlete from the gods. I mean, he's got it going on.
Yeah, but $103,000 per month. What would you do if you not even like working to get paid $100,000 a month like a big CEO or anything like that? Let's just say that hey, you don't have to do any work. Here's your money. Knock yourself out. What are you buying per month with $103,000?
Like I have to spend that money a month?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And you can easily spend that a month. There's ways that you can easily spend
absolutely.
That a month.
Oh, absolutely.
But if you want to be realistic about it, what are you buying with that much?
I'm buying a quaint little home for $100,000 the first month. Are we going like a bunch of small things?
I mean, it's whatever you want to spend per month.
You just buy a nice car. You get you a nice little condo, reasonable rent, and you live like bill free. You buy anything else you want because nothing else will touch the money. If you live a normal lifestyle,
if you're in that situation, you're saying, "What's a bill?"
Yeah, exactly. Number one, he's paying all those. Hers is play money,
easily.
Hers is dresses, purses, bling, jewelry, any kind of technology she wants, a car. Whatever.
According to those pictures, too, helicopters.
I want to be rich, man.
Well, don't we all?
Yeah. Be so
don't
cool.
We all? Just don't get Mike Bloomberg rich. He'll get destroyed on a debate stage like he did last night.
See, I don't understand wanting to get like super rich and then like get into government. If I had the money he has, you would never see me ever again. I would buy a country.
Like, what's a comfortable amount of money for you just to get and just go away, leave everyone else alone? Because there's no way I would try to get involved in other people's lives if I had a certain amount of money. There's
I mean,
no
he's
way.
He's got
billions.
Give me.
Like, in the last month in his campaign ads, he released it today. He spent over $220 million.
Which is nothing.
In campaign ads.
Which is the same as you. I saw somebody say, like, you spend, like, $300 or $3.47 or something like that. You've spent the same percent of your wealth, whatever. It was an extremely low amount.
If I get that money, you're not hearing from me.
Ever again.
You're not hearing from me. Well, you won't hear from us for the rest of the night here. You'll hear from us again tomorrow at 6 o'clock to wrap up the week. For Tucker Holt, I'm Tanner Carson. You've been listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. Be back to wrap up the week tomorrow. Everyone, be good.